Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing one verse every day. This week we are memorizing scriptures about God's forgiveness. Today we are memorizing Acts 3:19. Acts 3:19 says this, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. We're going to say where it is together three times, Acts 3:19. Here we go.
Acts 3:19.
Again, Acts 3:19. One more time. Acts 3:19. Now repeat this. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Say that with me.
Repent ye therefore and be converted.
Again. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Again. Repent ye therefore and be converted. One more time. Repent ye therefore and be converted. And why? It tells us why now. That your sins may be blotted out. Say that.
That your sins may be blotted out.
Again. That your sins may be blotted out. Again. That your sins may be blotted out. Two more times. That your sins may be blotted out. One more time. That your sins may be blotted out. Now let's say that two segments together five times. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Here we go.
Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out.
Again. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Again. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Two more times. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. One more time. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And that's not the only benefit of repenting. Here's the last part of it. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Say that with me five times.
When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Again, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Again, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Again, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. One more time. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now we're going to say this whole verse, Acts 3:19, five times. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Here we go. Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19. Again, Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19. Again, Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19. Two more times. Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19. One more time, good and loud, everybody out there. Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.